Hi there. The word for you today is on putting God's kingdom first. In Matthew 6:33, the New Living Translation, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else." So what does it mean to put God's kingdom first in your life? Well, it means 12 things. Let me read them to you. And then you can ask yourself, how do I measure up? Okay, here they are. First, obedience to God. Jesus said anyone who obeys God's laws and teaches them will be great in the kingdom of heaven. Number two, love. Jesus said, love your enemies. If you love only those who love you, what good is that? Next comes justice. God blesses those who are hungry and thirsty for justice or righteousness. Number four, peace. In Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, again, Jesus pointed out that God blesses those who are willing to work for peace. Next comes holy living. Jesus said, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Next comes integrity, and Jesus is succinct. Matthew 5:37, the New Living Translation, Jesus said, just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. How's that for getting to the point? Next comes generosity. Jesus said, when you give a gift to someone in need, give your gifts in secret, and your Father who knows all secrets will reward you. Next comes spiritual wholeness. And Jesus simply asks in Matthew 16, is anything worth more than your soul? Next comes biblical knowledge. Jesus said in Matthew 22, your problem is that you don't know the scriptures. Next comes faith in God. And here Jesus said, if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, nothing would be impossible to you. But with God, everything is possible. And then comes blessing people. Jesus not only taught this, but his constant healing of, training, and serving others demonstrated how to do it. And finally, disciple making. In Matthew 28:19, one of the last things he ever said before he left this world to go back to the Father, Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. According to Jesus, that's the only agenda worth living for, and if necessary, dying for.